Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Pope said Thales, the Greek founder of philosophy, is the most universal thing in the world, for hope stays with those who have nothing else. Many today are in the very grip of despair and pessimism. Why? Because they've ruled out the very grounds of hope itself, who is God. The believer's hope centers in a person, Jesus Christ, who gave to us a hope of eternal life, and the assurance there's more to life than the weary monotony of earning enough money to keep yourself from starving and out of the rain. Hope comes from faith, and it is to the soul of mankind what oxygen is to his lungs and food is to his body. Apart from hope, there is little reason to stay alive. Dr. Carl Menninger, the renowned psychiatrist, was intrigued by the place of hope in our lives and its importance as a factor which leads to physical recovery and healing. He said that much attention has been given to faith and love. Yet, as a psychiatrist, he was firmly convinced of the importance of hope. Professor of Medicine at Cornell University, Dr. Harold Wolff, did an intensive study of the factors that led to survival for those who were interred in the concentration camps of World War II. In an article entitled, What Hope Does for Man, Dr. Wolff wrote the following, quote, "A study of a few of the survivors who have since become unusually effective citizens is suggestive. Despite exposure to many stressful conditions, the imprisonment for them was a painful but temporary interruption in a life viewed as a continuum. They were convinced that they would come out alive and that they would not be imprisoned long. These men," he wrote, "formed tightly knit groups, believed in and helped each other, even laughed together. Immediately after liberation, a few had transient illnesses, but there's little to indicate that their vitality had been sapped. Indeed, a few assumed major responsibilities. In short, prolonged circumstances which are perceived as dangerous and lonely may drain a man of hope and health, but he is capable of enduring incredible burdens and taking cruel punishment when he has self-esteem, hope, purpose, and belief in his fellows," end quote. Another doctor who made an intensive study of hope in relationship to suffering in the concentration camps of World War II was Dr. Viktor Frankl. Unlike Dr. Wolff, who studied the problem as a scientific observer, Dr. Frankl studied the subject as a participant. You see, he was a Jewish doctor who studied the concentration camps from within as a prisoner. Dr. Frankl saw hope as an unconquerable link to the God of the future, part of the indomitable spirit of man that could never be destroyed from without. When Dr. Frankl wrote of his experiences and the importance of hope as a means and factor in survival, he concluded with these words, "We have come to know man as that being who has invented the gas chambers of Auschwitz. However, he is also that being who has entered those gas chambers upright with the Lord's Prayer or the Shema Yisrael on his lips," end quote. Hope is part of the armor of your soul. It has been put there by God himself. It is vitally linked to the belief that he really exists and that he, not fickle fate or the brutal hand of humankind, controls and governs our destinies. Hope is the confident assurance that God will be there for you and he will meet you no matter what man can do to you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.